Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. The other caller said, a great question here. How can we understand the hierarchy in heaven when Jesus speaks of the last being first and the first being last?
Well, you know, this is a particularly relevant to the judgment seat of Christ. You know, we read about this in, 1 and 2 Corinthians and Romans. And this is a judgment that you and I as Christians will face. And God does not judge according to human standards, but rather he judges righteously. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, very often we tend to promote people on planet Earth who look good, who speak well. But you know what? God looks at the human heart. And I've always told people that I think that the people who are going to be the highest in terms of reward in heaven is maybe like a grandma in the backwoods of Texas somewhere that nobody's ever heard of, but is like the holiest person you've ever met in your life. And I think personally my grandmother's going to be up there. It wasn't just talking the talk with her. She was one who just set an example, and I'll never forget it. You know, it's impacted me every day of my ministry. And so when I talk about the kind of person that God is going to reward, that's what I think about. I think about my grandmother, Annie Bell Carruthers. The other side of the coin is there are people that you may see on television or radio or authors or people who have been very successful in the Christian world who may not score as high in the afterlife as you might think. You know, God judges perfectly, and God will reward perfectly. And so I think the motivational factor for you and I as Christians is simply this. Let's live in such a way that we want to please the Lord, because the Lord desires like crazy to reward you.
Yeah.
Oh, God doesn't want you to have a motive of fear to serve him in order to give you a reward. He wants to reward you.
You know, and to even think about, so many of our efforts are to rescue our sense of self-worth. When Jesus already did that on the cross, that's the kind of stuff that will burn up, because he already did that. We don't need to. And when you think about it, when you're giving to get the credit to look good, that is the stuff that will burn up, because it's out of a heart to rescue me, to make me look good.
I love what you're saying here. I think also what's related to this is the fact that we tend to engage in a lot of human-oriented works, thinking that that's going to make God like us more in the afterlife.
Right.
Many, many Christians spend a great deal of their lives trying to reform their old nature. Listen, you cannot reform the old sinful nature. You have a new nature the moment that you trust in Christ. You're a new creature in Christ, and your number one goal every day is to plug into Jesus Christ. He is the vine. You are the branch, and what you want to do is to plug that branch right into that vine. And the good works that Christ desires will be a natural result of that union that you have with Christ.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.